Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
That's great. It sounds like you've made a lot of progress today. Where are you now? Okay, hang on. Oh, if you're where I think you are, you've got an interesting stop coming up. I won't spoil it for you. Okay. Good night, Kiri. What's wrong? I'll be right over.
Hi, Mom. I hope you're okay. I'm sorry I haven't called in a while. I've just been busy. I'm away from home. Things have been very strange lately. Feels like everything's changing and all I can do is stand and watch it all happen. Try not to let it wash over me. It's not a bad feeling, but I still feel worried. I hope you're okay, Mum. I hope everything's good where you are. I'll try and come visit when I get back. Anyway. Sorry, I'm rambling again. I'll try again tomorrow. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, it's me.
It's a little early for you to call, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, it's still okay. It's just usually it's 2 a.m. or something, not 11 a.m. Wow, slept in again.
Well, this is a special occasion.
Oh yeah?
You know when you said I had an interesting stop coming up and you didn't want to spoil anything?
Yeah, last night.
Did you, by any chance, mean what looks like a small village built into the side of the tower?
So you're there?
No. I'm about to be, though.
How does it look?
It looks like it's gone straight out of the tower, up through the snow. They're all fairly identical-looking clay boxes, all lined up. It's very...
What?
Geometric.
Oh, okay.
Anything I need to look out for?
I don't think so.
No tombs or crypts or anything.
I mean, there's not really anything in the book. Just that it's a type of settlement known as homesteads. That it exists and what it was there for. It was a pit stop for workers climbing up the tower. Most of the houses were temporary accommodation. Only about a dozen families actually lived here.
How did they get food?
There should be some fields to the... west? No, east of the homesteads. They dug deep pits that were then filled with soil. There were rainwater collectors on the roofs of each building, and another pit next to the fields to act as a reservoir. They also had a separate route down to the surface for delivery wagons to come and go.
Wow.
They really did think of everything.
Mm-hmm. Apart from the snow.
Yeah. How's the climb?
So strange. Ever since I lit the beacon, I've been hearing noises from within the tower. Giant, booming sounds that sound like a giant heart machine. There's been vibrations under my feet, almost like it's alive, and it's, I don't know, urging me on? That sounds weird.
At this point, I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah. What are you up to today?
Nothing really. Work at 5, so I guess wash, eat, read, off to work.
Doesn't sound like nothing.
Well, if you compare it to exploring an ancient settlement built into an infinite tower, it's comparatively small.
It's not infinite. I don't think.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go explore an ancient abandoned settlement. It is abandoned, right?
I hope so.
Right. Call you tonight?
I hope so.
Thanks, Chris.
Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
You down. The doors are still here. I didn't think we'd lasted that long. Might be the cold. Or something. Oh. I guess I should have knocked. Must remember that. Phone in here? I mean, I guess there's a fireplace. Makes a nice change, I suppose. Hey, what's this? A backpack? Full of...
Hello?
Kiri!
That was kind of scary good timing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I literally just got to the phone and lit the fire.
Well, where are you now?
I'm at Homesteads.
Oh, wow.
I just found a backpack here.
Is it ticking?
It's modern. It's in pretty good shape. It looks like it hasn't been here very long. It's full of food. Freeze-dried packets, tins, energy bars.
Okay. Look, Kiri, if it's in one of the houses, it's been pretty sheltered.
No, you're right, sorry. It's just a little unsettling around here.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. It's a very strange place to be.
I can imagine.
How are things where you are?
Hard to say. Machines are still beeping and making noise, but nobody's told me anything.
Have you seen anyone?
Nope. Still just me in here.
You mean the tower started moving again and no one's told you what to do?
Well, no. There's a manual that wasn't here before. Somebody left it, I think. I should probably read it. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. Every time I call you, it takes a little bit longer for you to pick up.
How much further do I need to go?
Let's just say a long way.
Okay.
Okay, I've got to test the rest of these phones. Now that the tower's lit up, people might start climbing it again.
Really?
I have no idea. In any case, I don't think they'll be catching up with you anytime soon. You gonna be okay?
Yeah. I have food. More food now. I have a fire. I have a sleeping bag. I'm all set.
Okay. Good night, Kiri.
Good night, Ike.
The person you are trying to reach is unavailable.
Huh.
Please leave a message.
Must still be at work.
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm at the other side of the Homesteads.
How was it?
Unnerving.
I can imagine.
It's just eerie being in somewhere empty that used to be so full. This was home to some people, and now it's just snowy ruins. I found a backpack.
A what?
A backpack in one of the houses. It had quite a bit of food in it.
And you weren't creeped out by that?
I was. But then I thought that it was in a house and it's been pretty sheltered.
Still, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to think about it too hard.
Where are you now?
There are two doors. One's open, the other one isn't.
Two doors...
There's a sign in between them. I can't quite read the writing.
Someday you should enter with courage.
What?
That's what it says. The sign.
Where do the doors go?
It doesn't say.
What do you mean it doesn't say?
It doesn't say. It just says there's two doors. It's a history book, not a map.
Sorry. I'm not enjoying all these surprises.
Kiri, I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
There's been a lot of press around the tower recently, since you lit the beacon. People have heard noises and lights. I can see them from here. Nobody's been able to figure out why yet. I guess I wanted to ask if you wanted me to tell someone?
Tell someone what?
That you're on the tower.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. Whether I want people to know I'm here.
Does your mum know?
No. She thinks I'm away on a trip somewhere.
That's not entirely untrue.
Exactly. Nobody knows why.
As far as the news says.
Why hasn't anyone asked Ike?
Who?
Ike. He tests the phones to make sure they're still working.
Why?
In case someone needs them. Like me.
He works on the tower?
Yeah. He tests the phones every night. Sometimes I talk to him.
Kiri.
What?
Okay. I don't know any more than what I hear on the radio, but as far as anyone said, nobody works on the tower. Not anymore.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I'm just... Never mind.
Okay. I'm going to go through the door.
Okay. Call me the next phone you get to, just so I know you're safe.
Will do. By the way, I tried calling you last night and you didn't pick up.
I went out after work. Ended up staying out later than I thought.
Everything okay?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Good night, Kiri.
Good night.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favourite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.